All right, welcome back to the hospitality room. This is the post Kendrick Lamar concert episode. We are live in Capital City. Yes, indeed, live from the Capital City. And I have QJ Pimpson in with me, sir.
R.I.P. We just killed the club.
And I'm kind of laid back because I was yelling at Kendrick the whole time. Hi, Paul. Shout out to Kendrick Lamar for coming out.
Whole TDE crew, man.
Yes.
Even though Baton Rouge shitted on Schoolboy Q, y'all ready
for that? Oh, man, no.
I'm sorry. I've been saying it the whole night. Man, he was doing his thing, bro. Nobody was bugging, you know, then the second Kendrick come out, it's like bananas. I'm like, man, hell ain't no real fans.
And, well, I mean, I don't think there's too many people out here that can name you three Schoolboy Q singles other than yourself.
They know that Hands on the Wheel because it got ASAP in there. I got people who think that Poetic Justice is a Drake song.
Well, okay. Well, since we're going to start with this first, let's continue. Let's just let everybody know how the show was tonight.
It was phenomenal. Except for Baton Rouge shitting on Schoolboy Q in the opener. It was nice.
Yes. Again, shout out to Kendrick Lamar for performing High Power for me. That was, I needed that.
Yeah, that ADHD was quite nice.
Yes. Hopefully he'll be coming to a city near you soon. So, well, we know he's in the South right now, in the Southland. So yeah, it was Kendrick, Schoolboy Q,
Absol made
an appearance. He did one verse. Yes. He did the verse on Money Trees, correct?
No, that was J-Rock.
That was J-Rock. My bad. I'm sorry. But Absol did rap.
I thought I saw him up there just posted up.
Yeah, you're right. He came on after Mystical made an appearance.
Yeah, he did a cameo. Him and Fiend.
Oh, Uncle Fiend. We're going to just start calling him Uncle Fiend.
Feel old, bro. I remember when I bumped that heavily.
Fiend had that fire back in the day.
Who got that fire?
Now Fiend looks like somebody's uncle, man. For real.
Oh, your Uncle Aaron. Oh, man. Yeah.
But, let's see. Kendrick Lamar performed for like an hour, I want to say.
Yes.
Then he left and he came back. This dude, he did a few more songs and then he left again.
Yes.
Just because everybody was showing him love.
He did cartoons and cereal. I was happy he came with some knock at the end.
Yes, he did cartoons and cereal. Like I said earlier, he did High Power, ADHD, like Q just said. Let's see. Money Trees, Poetic Justice.
He did Fucking Problems.
Yes.
Personal favorite. Shout out to Tig Thomas.
So you see, he did a lot of songs, and I mean, what is it gonna take? Like, he needs to stay in the spotlight.
I hope so.
Like, we know he's in the spotlight now because you just couldn't not jam Good Kid, Mad City. That,
yeah.
Yeah.
Even non-Kendrick fans not Kendrick, but not the hardcore listener, was at least on him.
Yes, and it's not on this conscience rap, whatever you want to say. It's not. Yeah, it's just
about to be though.
Well,
you on that Badu?
Well, I mean,
so might be on that conscience rap.
You don't think people learn to leave Badu alone?
Apparently not.
I know, like, we know you can't leave it alone, but you got to leave it alone.
Hey, bro, whatever she doing, she doing. Put it like that.
You see, what happened to the other dude she was messing with? Like, I didn't forget about
Jay Electronica?
Oh. Yeah, what happened to Jay Electronica?
He's featured on Mac Miller's upcoming album. But other than that, last thing I heard was Exhibit C.
Okay. But all in all, Kendrick did a hell of a show.
Oh yeah.
Schoolboy Q, you was representing too, just that people weren't as familiar with your music as they were with Kendrick.
That was a nice way to put it.
Yeah. They weren't familiar. That's
be out be dick riding. That's all that was. There was, bruh, I mean, Schoolboy was wrecking it.
Shout out to all the Arabs, though, in the crowd, too.
My homie in the corner with the slippers. The shower slippers.
Yeah, just, but he had that money, though.
Oh,
yeah.
What?
Yeah. You can just tell, you just look at him and be like, oh, yeah.
He had on a white beater, some swimming trunks, and some shower slippers.
Yep.
In the club. R.I.P. just killed the club.
He just killed the club. Literally. Okay. But Kendrick, back to Kendrick.
Yes.
Good Kid, Mad City. Section 80. OD, Overly Dedicated. That's three quality albums right there.
Yes.
And it's not just him. Crit also.
Even
J. Cole, even though J. Cole is on the way to going mainstream. Like, really mainstream. Hey, I mean, but do you blame him?
He's trying to get that money.
Do you blame him? I can't knock him. But I know the quality of his music is not going to be the same as it was with, like, let's just say Friday Night Lights.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's how they are, though. That's why I hope it doesn't happen to the Mac Miller. The same thing you're talking about. The minute they hit that mainstream, their whole sound just change.
Yeah, they have to be more pop. But, like I said, that's three people right there that, if they come to your city, you really do need to check them out. Kendrick, Crit, Cole.
Yes.
Check them out. I can't say all of my favorites because my favorites aren't the same as everybody else's. So I'm going to just name three people that you just might want to check out before you go check out the 2 Chainz show. I'm just saying, or the Meek Mill show. I'm just saying, you might get. You will get better rapping, that's for sure. You will get better lyrics. That's not even a question. Listening to these dudes and listening to like a Meek Mill or Chief Keef is kind of like just getting the rain dropped on you.
You ain't like that Chief Keef, bro?
Not exactly.
But I mean, everybody on it, though, huh?
If you just like to listen to high bass sounds, then yeah, Chief Keef is your that's your man right there. Now, I just alluded to dropping the rain on him, which brings us into our second topic of this post Kendrick Lamar show. What the fuck happened to the Spurs last night?
I wish I could tell you. It's like, it's, I don't, everybody keeps saying what the Heat did right. But the Spurs, like, they had like 6 turnovers in such a short amount of time. And all their turnovers turned into points.
It's like they forgot to take the geritol at the half or something and just came out.
They body in shock. They had all that rest. Now they on that back-to-back. Body ain't ready for that.
Now, we haven't done a show in a while, and I've been talking about we needed to keep up with the playoffs so everybody could hear what the outlandish shit that we were saying.
Oh God!
During the playoffs, especially when the Heat beat the Bulls by 50, and that was, I had a good 30 minutes to myself of just, oof.
That was something.
Oof. But it happened again last night.
Yep.
And we can get into sports for a second. Shout out to Grown Man Media, Grown Man Sports.
Yes, sir.
Look. Okay, I don't want to hear anything about this was just this unstoppable run. This game was neck and neck. Matter of fact, the Spurs had the lead by 5 before the run really started. And what was it? Danny Green hit a 3
in the corner.
Then Kawhi Leonard came back with the and-1 to bring the lead up to 5. And then it's just like, we forgot we was playing the Heat. That's what happened. That's what it looked like happened. And they just folded their tent and left. Like, Ginobili didn't even.
He didn't show up.
His emotions walked off the court and he took Tim Duncan and Tony Parker's emotions with him. Like, we gonna catch this plane early tonight. Cause there's no way that they couldn't hide from the rain that was going down as soon. The first 3 Mike Miller hit. Matter of fact, it wasn't Mike Miller. It was Ray Allen. Yes. Ray Allen hit the first 3.
Jesus.
He hit the first 3 from the wing. And that was like the first 7 threes at least. I stopped counting after a while. Cause it went Ray Allen, Mike Miller, Ray Allen, LeBron.
So he's not getting one in there.
Who?
Chalmers. Even Betty hit one in garbage time.
But for real, like, I know, I'm not a Heat fan. Like, I'm only supporting the Heat because they're playing the Spurs.
Oh, I understand.
Seriously. Like, I could care less who wins, but I really don't want the Spurs to win. So, it really started with Chris Bosh. That's when the run started. When Chris Bosh hit that turnaround on Tim Duncan off the glass.
Yeah, that was nice.
Chris Bosh had that managed look on his face like, I'm a man now. What? I hit a jump on Tim Duncan. I think I could finally go into the lane instead of shooting threes the whole game.
He didn't shoot no threes, did he?
No.
Yeah, I don't think he did.
No. And you see, he didn't shoot no threes. I think he went like 6 for 10 from the field or something like that.
Yeah.
He had a double-double, just about. Chris Bosh. He hit that jump and he thought he was a man at that point.
Started beating his chest, bro, looking like a reptile.
Okay. And then the run started, like you said. It was just a barrage of threes until
open
Mike
threes.
Miller threw the behind the back, just perfectly passed to LeBron to hit the tomahawk. Then Paul Thiago splitter. Like our friend Stephen A says, Thiago splitter. Yeah. That was just disgusting.
Everybody saying it was just Thiago splitter. Like, everybody just underplaying it so bad.
The last series, he was the 7-foot-1 complimenting Tim Duncan against the Grizzlies. Now he just old Thiago splitter. See, that's the LeBron hate. That's the LeBron hate right there. LeBron will make a 7-foot-2 man seem like he's 6'6".
The way they worded it is so crazy. Like, that's LeBron James. I expect him to do that. I'm like, oh, so because he's doing it, like, just second nature, now it's not good enough. But if it was Durant,
it would not. I thought that was the Twin Towers combination. I've heard that on ESPN multiple times.
Tim Duncan and Tiago splitting?
Yes.
Yeah, they have been hyping him up.
Yes.
That now he just Tiago's player.
Yeah, now he's just like, oh, he's the B-rate player that he really is now.
Skip Bayless was dick riding that dude all year.
Oh, man.
One play. Now all of a sudden, oh, he's just Tiago. He can't get off the ground.
He's 7'2". He don't have to get off the ground that much. Like, seriously. If he raises his hand straight up, he at least 9 feet in the air. I'm not trying to hear none of that from Skip Bayless. We don't listen to that bullshit. We know a cover up when we see it.
Tiago splitter.
And to me, LeBron played sorrier last night than he did
in game one?
Thursday night.
Oh, yeah. Thursday night, he was at least on them boards.
Thursday night, what it was, 18, 10, and 10 or whatever?
He had 18 boards.
18, 18, and 10? Yeah. Yes, that's what it was, 18, 18, and 10. Really?
And he didn't knock down the shots in the end.
And that's crazy. The when he, and it's always like that. When he has like 20 points, 6 assists, 8 rebounds, then he gonna win by at least 15. It's when he have like 40 or 35 and 15 is when they win by like 4. I don't know. I don't understand. It's like they play down when he plays up and vice versa. When they playing up, he's playing down.
Well, I guess, well, I would expect him to have more assists because normally all that comes off the driving kick. Unless whenever he drives, you know, they have to reposition themselves. But most of them dudes scoring off drives and kicks, unless for like Chalmers and Wade. Yeah. Bosh a couple times because Miller, Battier. Well, no, it's cool. He a little baby AI. But they got a lot of campers.
Yeah.
Who ain't about dribbling.
Oh, Udonis Haslem.
Oh, yeah.
He's the mid-range camper. He will camp you from 16 feet away, right at the side of the rim. Okay. Sidebar. You have anything to add on about the game last night before we continue on?
I just felt that the Spurs really laid an egg. They weren't really controlling the game. But the way the game was going, it was back and forth the entire game. And it happened so fast that they should be worried. Like, the Spurs are known for not getting that kind of run put on them. Like, even 10-point runs are hard to come by. So for that to happen and them to not have any resiliency, people are like, well, they just wanted to get a split. Bullshit. Everybody wants to win. They didn't want to just win one game in the night. Where the second game, that's crazy. If that's the case, they would have got blown out from the first half towards the end. So, I don't know. That's all I got to say.
Hey, look. Okay. Before we get into the last topic tonight. Fake Miami Heat fans. Attention, fake Miami Heat fans and LeBron haters. Please just log off of Facebook and Twitter. Please.
But they can name the whole starting lineup from the 93 Heat.
Please. Just because you went to basketballreferences.com and looked up the lineup when Ronnie Cycler was starting. When they had, was it Tim Hardaway? Did Tim Hardaway play for the Heat?
Yeah.
Yes. You see, I'm just randomly guessing. Then you have somebody that's gonna come type it later on. Oh, yeah, son, you know, this and this and this and that. You wouldn't support them dudes. Really?
What daddy Jaws on them back then?
Really? It's just like you saying you was a Seattle Sonics fan after 97. Stop it. Stop it. Come on, man. Come on. Cleveland Browns fans don't even admit to being Cleveland Browns fans. They just go to the game. It's nothing about it.
Why? Why? Why?
No, don't joke with me, man. Miami won one championship outside of the LeBron era. One championship that I can remember. Because like we discussed earlier, I don't remember basketball before 1989. I don't even know if that shit exists. You have to show it to me. And whatever Jordan did before in 1988, I don't know. Whatever. That don't count to me. That's not accurate. Because it's not the same basketball. Sorry. But yeah, attention, LeBron haters and fake Miami Heat fans, like, lull off. Because we know it's the summer of LeBron. Again, like, he won't be denied. It's at that point now. Look, you got to accept it. I'm a Lakers fan, and I really have been a Lakers fan. QJ Pimpson can attest to this.
Yes.
I'm sticking with my team, even though I know we're not even going to make the playoffs next year. I know this for a fact. Even if COVID comes back, we're still not going to make the playoffs. I'm telling you this ahead of time. And I'm also telling all these people that it's LeBron's time now. Just let it go. Boston Celtics fans, let it go. Oh, you fake Clippers fans too? Let it go. Let it go. You will never, never. Y'all made it. Y'all was bucked because y'all made it to the playoffs. Never. Remember, y'all drafted Michael Olowokandi. Remember this.
The Candy Man. That dude was some slop, man. The Candy Man.
He was the Candy Man that got his treats taken to him every time he played against the purple and gold team that played in the Staples Center, too.
Yeah,
Michael Olowokandi. Corey Maggette, Elton Brand, Chris Kaman, Lamar Odom. Really? Yo, I mean, like, I bet it felt good to see the Lakers doing bad this year, Clipper fans. I bet it did. But it's cool. Like, it felt even better to just see y'all fall apart against the Memphis Grizzlies. And not just fall apart, just, like, get manhandled. The dude y'all paid the most money for just got destroyed by Zach Randolph, somebody with no hops. The dude that jumps over cars couldn't defend the man with no hops. Think about it, man. Now y'all don't have a coach. Let's just let it go. Let it go. Boston Celtics fans, let it go. That's over with. Kevin Garnett might be in Houston or something next year. Let it go.
I'm surprised he ain't go to Miami.
And, Q, think about this. Everybody talks shit about Michael Jordan, but is Jesus the second coming of Jesus? But remember all these names. Paul George. Derrick Rose. Josh Smith. Danny Granger, Darren Williams,
what about Brandon Jennings? Oh, no, he's too small.
Monte Ellis, let's just keep James Harden, Remember all these people's names, because in 10 years we won't. The same thing that happened in the Jordan era.
Yeah.
You're going to be like, oh yeah, these dudes was good, but hey, it wasn't on the same level as LeBron. But it's not the same as Michael Jordan, though. It's not the same. LeBron is not making you forget that people were actually good in the NBA. Same thing with Kobe. Kobe made you forget that the West had beasts. The Lakers had got so good to where it made the West look bad.
Yeah, because it was everybody knew they was going to be in a championship.
If the Denver squad from like 05 to 09 was on the East Coast, they would have been to the championship at least one time. When they had Melo and Kmart. Yeah. It, at least once. But that's just how it falls. But that's what I'm saying. It's LeBron's time, man. Either you going to be on the same team with him or you going to get forgot about. We're going to remember Mike Miller before we remember. We're going to remember three of those names that I just named.
Before I remember the Birdman more. The Birdman going down in history if they win this game, man, in this series. But they love him. Then he talk good. You know how they always talk about how he talk good. They treat him like black, dude. Oh, you speak so well.
You speak so well, even though your whole body is tattooed. And you cut half of your hair off. You speak so properly.
That Birdman going to go down in history. Let them boys win.
Oh, you mean let them win? It's over with, man. I don't think the Spurs will win another game.
But like this.
I'm gonna be the first one to just step across the line and see. I think it's over. I think it'll be just like last year, 4-1.
You think so?
Yes. I think it's over.
How?
That run last night.
I know, but it's a whole new game and a whole new atmosphere. People like Matt Bynum.
We said that the last series.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just kidding. I'm trying to be ESPN. I just be saying shit.
We said that last series when it's going back to Memphis now. It's on now. The tent never got unfolded after the second game in San Antonio, and I think that's what happened last night because that was terrible.
And he was wetting, man. Oh, they were wetting everything. But the thing is, all of their threes were wide ass open. They did not have to take a bad shot.
And one more thing before we move on. The Spurs get paid to fall on the fucking floor. I'm sorry. That shit is terrible,
you
man. Know,
but Parker just lunges at you all game. If he ain't taking it, that cross to the left, step back jumper, he's jumping into you and just making the and-one every fucking... Like, you notice whenever he jumped into people and didn't get the call, like, it looked bad when they would back off of him? That shit looked horrible. Ginobili.
There's a difference in between falling for... to fall or just falling in general. Like, I really looked at the game last night when that run started, and LeBron had to start falling down to get calls so he could get to the free throw line. He had to do that. He was like, man, I gotta fall on this. I gotta fall on the next three layups just so they could see that I'm hitting me. That Tim Duncan is just putting his elbow in my chest. Every time I go up for a layup. Tony Parker, on the other hand, no. No.
He's the Frenchman, though.
No. Tony Parker just falls. Like, you could stick him, and if you slide two slides, if you shuffle two steps to the left, he'll just fall flat on his face. Because if he's not going to fall, if he's not going to fall on the ground, he's going to fall into you.
I know. I saw it.
Danny Green, another one, fall. Him, Kawhi Leonard, and Tony Parker just fall. Tony Parker fell 7 times in the third quarter. From the beginning of the second half to the middle of the fourth quarter, he fell 7 times. Like, for no reason, too. He wasn't getting the call. I think they called one where he got the foul, and he made it. He got an and-one or something of that sort. Other than that, he was just falling. Stop falling.
He getting them calls next game, though. Believe that. Believe that. He gonna have 10 free throws. Banking.
That's gonna be a wheel breaker right there. And I'm calling it. If I might be dead wrong, but I'm just go ahead and say it because I just dislike the Spurs that much. Even though with all the calls, the Spurs gonna get what Tuesday night. Yeah. And I am gonna still win.
I think that's why they took him out so early because they realized they had to play a game in 2 days.
Maybe we catch the early flight, we can get a little extra sleep. And we just gonna leave during the middle of the fourth quarter. Ain't no way we coming back. Oh man, Ray Allen hit another three. Oh yeah, let's go, man. Then says that.
Yeah, Jesus was clowning, man. Jesus had his word.
Yes. Okay. I did have one more thing to add on to the sports tip, but I forgot. I'm still thinking about high power, everybody. Nothing is better than when you see it live. I'm sorry. Thank you, Kendrick. Thank you.
R.I.P. He just killed the club.
Okay. Last topic tonight. I was trying to remind QJ Pimpson of the Half Ton Killer, which I know we discussed on a previous show.
Can't remember, man.
Unless it was me and Jay Adam. But yes, the Half Ton Killer was the lady that weighed like 1,000 pounds, and she tried to, she was sleeping and she rolled over her nephew and killed him. But it was to cover up something about her sister. Her sister really killed the boy, but they just like lodged the boy under her blub and said that she smothered him by mistake.
I have a question.
Yes.
Did she know that they put the boy under her flub, blub, whatever?
I don't know.
Do you understand how fucked up that is? She sleep and they fucking pick up half of her stomach and stick a fucking human being under there. And she has no idea it ever happened. She ought to be killed. You are no good to us if you don't understand somebody is touching you.
Oh, man. Yes, but this was on TLC last year. Last year around, like, November. It was the Half Ton Kill. I know for a fact we talked about this.
I don't recall, bro. I don't recall.
The lady's name was Myra Rosales. And she was at 1,100 pounds at the time. And she falsely confessed to killing her sister's two-year-old son, claiming she rolled onto him and crushed him. Yeah.
I don't know.
You see a picture of her right here, sir.
I thought that was like her eyes, but that was her legs.
Oh, man.
Because the picture was so far away. I'm like, hold up, where's her nose? I was like, oh, that's the gap to the bed. Oh. R.I.P. just killed the club. Man.
Okay.
That's bad, bro. Her leg actually looks like a chicken leg.
Alright. Why I brought this up is because TLC is just reaching like the level of trifling that TLC is at right now is incredible. And like QJ Pimpson, I don't know if you've been checking this out, but the Discovery Channel is on the move now.
You know I don't watch TV, man. I don't know what the hell be going on.
The Discovery Channel is now ratchet. The Discovery Channel is now reality shows, just like TLC.
They do like the Swamp People shows and shit, right?
Yes, and the porn shows.
Oh, I didn't know they did the porn shows. I thought it was just nature type shit.
Oh, they got everything. Okay. But anyway, ratchet as TLC put out a show. It was a few weeks ago. But I had to bring it up because I knew you didn't look at it. The 900 pound man had got him his own TV show.
And, okay, if you're 900 pounds, I'm sure you've gotten that way, but not doing anything. So, was he doing shit for the show or was he just in his house chilling?
He was just eating most of the time on the show. What? I looked at the show. Fuck that. TLC want to be ratchet and show that shit. Dude, they showed what the dude ate. They showed him like half naked all the time because, and like he had just gotten married, and his wife wanted to have kids with him, but she couldn't because, well, you know why. I'm not getting the detail about.
You know why?
He had too much cushion to do some pushing. You know what I'm talking about? But anyway. What was it? His name was Ricky Naputi.
No, what's his real name, man?
Ricky Naputi. His name was Ricky Naputi. He was a big Samoan dude. Just a, he looked Samoan.
But he was a sumo wrestler, went bad.
He looked like one of the Islander dudes. I don't know. He was 920 pounds.
Dude, he looked like that Hawaiian dude on the Steven Seagal movie.
Yes. Hard
to kill.
No. On Exit Wounds, he talking about. Not Exit Wounds. The movie where he was in. That was Exit Wounds. Where he was fighting the two big bouncers in the club and he hit the big Samoan dude with the chains. Exit Wounds.
Was DMX in that?
Yes. Of course he was. And Anthony Anderson.
Oh, yeah. I gotta watch it.
You never watch Exit Wounds?
It's been so long.
Oh, you watch Exit Wounds.
Yeah, I've seen it earlier, but it's so long, but I don't forgot.
Okay. The name of the show, look, I have it right here, it's called 900 Pound Man, The Race Against Time. So, which in the case of TLC, time was 45 minutes.
Yeah, were they hoping that he would die while they were taping?
That's kind of what happened.
Oh.
Oh, a spoiler alert. Dude died. 920-pound man died.
So is TLC getting sued for enabling this guy to feed himself to a national audience while they made money off of it?
Of course not.
Oh, okay. All right, feed your guilt club. Did they pay for his funeral services at least?
No.
Oh, they covering the show. That's part of the show.
He got cremated, Q.
I guess so. He pocketed that money. It's like, we ain't paying for shit. We can burn his ass, man. Though.
Who's going to carry that coffin?
I forgot about that. Well, if we have a forklift at his funeral, man, that's cool.
Like, I'm sorry for being an asshole right now, but I just got these questions. Like, if you're 900 pounds, do you get buried in a regular tomb?
No, man, those things be pre-sized already, man.
So, like, what, they got to go 12 feet now since you're like 900 pounds?
You got to go to the big and tall funeral service. You gotta have that A1 insurance for that one, man. Motherfucker, put it overtime.
Like, if they put you in a regular tube, like, some of your fat be hanging out the dirt or something. I'm sorry.
Well, they probably will fucking break your arms and shit just to stuff you in that motherfucker. I would. Like, hey, man, he already dead. Do what you gotta do.
They gonna have to have, like, six of little Bow Wow bouncers to carry that coffin.
Oh, bro. It is bad enough the people who be the poor barrels already ain't gonna want to do it anyway.
Oh, man, come on, man.
You need more than six, bro. You gotta double up. Get 12 of them things.
I showed this to my girl when it was on TV. She was like, what is that on TV? I was like, baby, stop. You know that's a person. Don't play. See, look, there's Ricky right there.
Hold on. Yeah, nigga. Why is he naked?
He don't have no clothes that can fit him, man.
So he walk around naked all day?
He don't walk. He just...
So he naked all the time, just laying around like in fucking Greek god times and shit. Because I bet you somebody from a crew is feeding his ass some grapes and shit.
His wife.
What? Hold up. So they showed her standing there like one of them, you know, 1920s sexist shows where the woman would physically feed the dude?
No, she just fixed him breakfast.
Probably fixed that motherfucker up a meal for 4 or 5. For
breakfast and stuff, but they showed all the...
Oh. I'm sure they had to go through whole meal and all that, because, I mean, if they just got to... If he ain't leaving the house, I mean, they got to talk about something.
The dude was bedridden, and he hadn't got out the house or taken a shower in years.
But most of them big people can't take showers if they're like over 600-700 pounds.
Okay, they stood the dude up, like he stood up to weigh himself, and like he couldn't stand up for no more than like 2 minutes because his knees started buckling.
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah.
That motherfucker be Olympic squatting around the house. I feel bad, bro. I wouldn't wish that on nobody. You gotta live with that shit. Mm-hmm. Trapped in your own body. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, but anyway, the dude died.
Like, guess so.
Dude died, and he really did eat himself to death. I'm sorry. And there was the articles, like, you know, I go and read the articles about, because I had to read them and see if this was true. And yes, it not only was it true, but the comment section was just hilarious. Hilarious.
About the dude dying, bro?
Yes.
See, I be saying that, but no, I don't type no, that shit see, online, it's, bro. It's That's
not,
crazy.
It's not that the dude brought that upon himself. It's like TLC. TLC made the show to where, like, man, if y'all don't make at least 6 cracks on this dude before we get to this next commercial, we gonna give y'all something next time. Because it just got worse. Because he was naked, and then he was naked again. And then they talked about him and his wife not being able to have sex. And then they showed what he ate. And then they showed him trying to get weighed. And then they showed him dying. That's at least 7 cranks that you could have made on that dude right there. 7, at least 7. And that's the order that TLC showed the show. He died at the end after he was getting weighed and talking about losing some weight and stuff.
Of course, that's the way it always happens. That's that lesson about living every day and all that bullshit like it's your last. Now look at him. All he had to do was put down whatever the fuck his wife
And you know making. Why else I'm talking about it? Because people ain't shit.
Absolutely. Episode coming soon.
Because there was another fat man. What?
Nothing, bro. You just keeping it trail.
I'm keeping it trail. There's another fat man. Because at that point, morbidly obese is the correct word. There was another morbidly obese man. He was taking... he was posing nude to get 112 pounds of extra skin removed. I'm just... What?
Who cut this deal with this dude?
I don't know.
Was it a dermatologist? Or some kind of... What they call them? Lipo... Well, no... I don't know. Who takes care of that shit? Because that has to be some kind of under-the-table type deal, bro. It's a lot of weight. A big procedure.
Dude had gastric bypass surgery.
Boy, his stomach looked like a booty.
Because they cut half of it off.
Oh, man. Yeah, then bro.
He posed naked.
After the surgery?
Yeah, so he could.
Oh, man, I didn't want to see that shit.
Somebody paid him money for it.
That's fucking gross. Yeah. He probably wrapped himself around him and they're like an Eskimo or some shit.
But yeah, TLC, Q.
TLC. I'm so glad I don't watch TV, man. I can't deal with that shit.
The world's fattest man. That was the. I'm not. This is from the Daily News, dailynews.com, world's fattest man.
Where do you live at?
Guam.
Oh, okay. I thought it was over here because I'm surprised that wouldn't have been on TV more. No, I hear they all about that exploitation. They'll have his ass on Nancy Grace. Proud to bring him on Daily Show, everything. Today Show. I don't know. No, they'll Skype him in because he ain't going to bring him nowhere.
Dude, they showed him naked. Then they showed him naked again. And they showed him talking to his wife, and his wife was washing him and stuff. Cause he can't wash himself.
So how long did she say? How long it took her to get this motherfucker a bath? Like an hour or so?
After he finished shitting on himself, she just like. You see, it's better when we in person because now I get to, like, I'm serious right now and he laughing, which made me laugh.
No, bro. I keep forgetting all these extra layers. Like, of course he's not going to be able to walk.
And TLC shows you all of this. Like,
hold up.
Yeah, the dude said himself, I really can't go to the bathroom, so I go to the bathroom on myself. Like, if you were on Twitter the night and I Twitter. If you on Twitter, the night that this show aired, it's classic. I knew that's just classic. Just man, I was a laughter. I know.
Feel bad for the little dude, the big dude, bro. And that man just needed some friends, bro. Could have got into somebody's Xbox party. Nah, he won't go eat.
Oh, man.
That one picture was all I needed, man. That shit looked Photoshopped.
This don't look... There you go. Check him out. There's Ricky right there.
Bruh. Like, his one titty is as big as her whole torso. Like, do you realize if anybody got between his titties, he could literally kill them? Like, he could use that as a weapon, man. That's fucking gross.
He'd kill her, just roll on top of her. And like, that was the thing. They got together, but he couldn't have no children, and she wanted to have children.
Fuck, I guess not. I didn't see this. Bruh, it's hard to imagine what a 900-pound person look like, bro. This is gross. Have a kid. How about just being able to piss right? Because I'm sure he got some problems right there.
You worried about pissing?
Oh, he pissed on himself. Yeah, shit on himself. He don't care. Nasty motherfucker.
I think that's how we end the show, ladies and gentlemen. The hospitality room is back up. And we shall be updating the site now since it is back up and working. Dead giveaway. Whenever you see dead giveaway at the end of our post, you know that is coming officially from me, Chuck P, because I will use dead giveaway until the year's over with. I can't wait for football season to come so I can use dead giveaway.
I have a question, Mr. Chuck.
You actually thought that Tim Tebow was gonna get a start over Tom Brady? Dead giveaway. Hell no. Dead giveaway. You knew something was wrong.
Jesus.
Oh, that was a spoiler alert. Tim Tebow is not with the Patriots. I know everybody knows it, but
everybody talking that shit about there's not gonna be a media uproar. There always is with Tim Tebow. They ain't talk. They just nuts will talk.
Okay, before we go, well, again, www.thehospitalityroom.com. We're on Facebook, iTunes, Podomatic. Check us out. Check out the site also. We're on Google Plus also if you're a Google fan and like Google Plus. We're on Google Plus too. Just search for The Hospitality Room. Search for it on all search platforms and it'll be sure to come up. Sir.
Yes.
What were we just talking about?
Now, after we RIP just killed the club, my memory has a little lapse.
I know, I just keep hearing high power.
Yeah, I know. It's like I'm still.
Oh, Martin had a dream? Oh yeah, he also did Backseat Freestyle.
Oh yeah, that was, I think that's when my hearing started to go.
Oh man. Oh, we're talking about football season and Tim Tebow.
Jesus.
Yeah. Okay. Tim Tebow, everybody. Patriots. What was that about? What do you think that was about?
What, the trade?
Yeah.
I think maybe if their goal line rushing is subpar, they have another option. That's all I think. I don't think it's for like any real purpose. That's like an option just in case some, or a punt protector. Have the ability to do a fake punt.
So let's see if Belichick will get the same heat like Rex Ryan got from not playing Tim Tebow.
Of course,
Tom Brady might get hurt this year.
No. See, it's the thing about Tom. You don't want him to get hurt because then there's gonna be the law working in mysterious ways stuff again, like, bro.
I just thought about it. I just thought about how it's gonna happen. Tom Brady might tear his ACL at the beginning of the year. Tim Tebow, it's because he's going to be the backup. Of course he's going to be the backup.
Yeah, he's going to move out Ryan Mallett, didn't
he? Oh, my bad, Ryan Mallett. Oh, Ryan Mallett's going to get him the 0-8, right? Or 0-7. And Tim Tebow will come in the middle of the year.
What he pays, you'll come dick Ryan at the last minute.
And like 20 people go commit suicide when day the NFL playoffs start, because they would not. Nobody wants to be alive to see that happen.
It's gonna happen.
I'm included. I don't know if
he wouldn't be denied.
Oh my God.
Teases.
Oh man. Oh, that's what I wanted to talk. Well, we'll talk. I'll put a posting on that on Grown Man Sports about the, you know how everybody's saying Tony Parker is like the fourth best player in the league now. Please stop it.
Get to the finals, bro. All of a sudden, everybody.
He only got 4 point guards in the whole finals. What the fuck? He got to be the best one out of them four.
He was better than Mike Conley.
He just automatically that much better than
Mike. He better than Chris Paul, Russell Westbrook, Derrick Rose, Darren Williams. No. He better than all of them. That's what they.
He's better than Derrick Rose. Like, I'm sorry.
Better than Rajon Rondo. No. They say he's the third best player.
That's my whole thing. If Tony Parker is like the best player in the league, and Rajon Rondo was like, he's the best player that can't shoot.
Like, you ain't never lying about that.
He's the best player that. If Rajon Rondo could shoot a 15-footer, he would have been the best player. There's no way. Tony Parker plays no defense. But anyway, we're going to leave that for Grown Man Sports. I'll write a small article about that. Check it out on Grown Man Sports. This has been another episode of The Hospitality Room. www.thehospitalityroom.com. Check us out.
All right, people, just put a hex on my future. Someone catch me. I'm falling victim to a revolutionary song. The Serengeti's clone. Back to put you backstabbers back on your spinal bone. You slit your disc when I slit you my dish. You wanted to diss, but jumped on my dick. Grown man never should bite their tongue unless you eating pussy that smell like it's a stale plum. I got my finger on the motherfucking pistol, aiming it at a pig. Charlotte's Web is gonna miss you. My issue isn't televising. You ain't gotta tell the wise how to stay on beat, because our life's an instrumental. This is physical and mental. I won't sugarcoat it. You'll die from diabetes if these other niggas wrote it. And everything on TV just a figment of imagination. I don't want them plastic nations. Read that like a Haitian. Why you motherfuckers waiting? I be off the slave ship, building pyramids, writing my own hieroglyphs. Just call it shit high power. Nigga, nothing less than high power. 5-star dishes, food for thought, bitches. I mean, this shit is Huey Newton going stupid, you can't resist his high power. Throw your hands up for high power. Visions of Martin Luther staring at me. If I see it, I ain't seen it. That would make my parents happy. Sorry, mama, I can't turn the other cheek. They wanna knock me off the edge like a fucking widow's peak. And she always told me pray for the weak. Them demons got me. I ain't prayed in some weeks. Dear Lord, come save me. The devil's working on. He probably clocking double shifts, so none of his jobs. Frightening, so fucking frightening, enough to drive a man insane. I need a license to kill. I'm standing on a field full of landmines doing the moonwalk, hoping I blow up in time. Cause 2012 might not be a fucking legend, trying to be a fucking legend, the man of mankind. Who said a black man in the Illuminati? Last time I checked, that was the biggest racist party. So get up off that slave ship, build your own pyramids, write your own hieroglyphs. Just call it shit high power. Nigga, nothing less than high power. 5-star dishes, food for thought, bitches. I mean, this shit is Bobby Seale making meals. You can't resist his high power. Throw your hands up for high power. Who said a black man in Illuminati? Last time I checked, that was the biggest racist party. Last time I checked, we was racing with Marcus Garvey on the freeway to Africa till I wrecked my Audi. And I want everybody to view my autopsy so you can see exactly where the government has shot me. No conspiracy, my fate is inevitable. They play musical chairs once I'm on that pedestal.
frightening, so fucking frightening. Enough to drive a man insane, a woman insane. The reason Lauren Hill don't sing, or Kurt Cobain loaded that clip and then said bang. The drive me brains crazy, product of the late 80s. Trying to stay above water, that's why we shun the Navy. Pull your guns and play me, let's set it off. Cause a riot, throw a model tarp. Somebody told me them pirates had got lost. Cause we've been off them slave ships, got our own pyramids, write our own hieroglyphs. Just call it shit high power. Yeah, nothing less than high power. Five star dishes, food for thought bitches. I mean this shit is Fred Hampton on your campus, you can't resist his high power. Throw your hands up for high power.